You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. On the heels of the promising results from Pfizer-BioNTech and separately from Moderna, today it's won out of Britain. Oxford University's vaccine to be made and distributed by AstraZeneca also seems to work in humans. Oxford uses a more traditional approach, and its version doesn't have to be shipped at colder temperatures the way the others do. Like the others, two doses will be needed. Researchers are trying to find out why Oxford's vaccine was 62% effective when a larger first dose was given, but much more effective if less was injected. Here's Fergus Walsh, the medical editor of our editorial partner, the BBC.
Intriguingly, in a subgroup of volunteers who received an initial half dose of coronavirus vaccine followed by a full dose, the effectiveness rose to 90%. It's not clear why, but this may be due to the immune system being primed in a more gradual and potent way. The side effects were mostly mild and included sore arms, feverishness, and headaches.
The BBC's Fergus Walsh. That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.